rise in the heart of the city centre. And here, in this row of Victorian terrace houses, and in fact, everywhere in the Thames Water area, we carry out over 500,000 quality tests a year, including in homes like yours, to give everyone the same high-quality drinking water. Search water quality. Thames Water. Quality on tap for everyone.
Mwah. When it's lunch o'clock, I just eat the tortilla naked burrito bowl.
Oh, I didn't know you could get those.
There's a lot you don't know, dear.
Well, I know that shirt's not coming back into fashion anytime soon.
Touché.
Get tortilla, Subway, Pret, and more delivered. For lunch and everything else.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Charges apply. Check available restaurants in your area and opening times on justeat.co.uk for details.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 4, an inquest has found the deaths of five people who were killed when a helicopter crashed at the King Power Stadium was an accident. The former Leicester City owner was among those who died in 2018. But the family's barrister, Philip Shepherd QC, has blamed the design of the helicopter.
The inquest heard evidence that the design was such that it was a matter of time before something catastrophic occurred. It was an accident waiting to happen.
The driver of a 4x4 that crashed into a school in Wimbledon and killed two 8-year-old girls has been rearrested. Two young girls died when it happened in July 2023. Henry Riley has more.
An initial investigation resulted in a direction from the CPS in June 2024 that the driver should face no further action, but it was then agreed that there would be a review of the investigation. That review identified further lines of inquiry, and last October the investigation was reopened.
Two people have been arrested after a West End play was disrupted by Just Stop Oil activists. They climbed on stage and let off a confetti cannon during last night's performance of The Tempest at the Theatre Royal Drury Lane. And a man from Surrey's achieved a world record by visiting the most museums in 24 hours. Ben Mellum managed 42 in one day in London.
Sport.
The ref who gave Arsenal's Miles Lewis-Skelly a controversial red card on Saturday has been taken off their match this weekend. Here's our reporter, Guy Stewart.
Michael Oliver's reportedly under a police guard after getting threats from fans. He was supposed to be taking charge of Arsenal Man City on Sunday, but has now been switched to a different Premier League match. The group that represents refs has condemned the abuse he's received so far.
And Aston Villa boss Unai Emery still doesn't know if Tyrone Mings will be fit in time for tomorrow's key Champions League game against Celtic. The defender looked like he suffered a serious knee injury in Sunday's draw with West Ham.
Weather.
With eBay. Get your vehicle winter ready with their range of car parts and accessories.
Showers for Scotland overnight, but drier elsewhere, with lows dropping down to 1 degree. Brighter for many tomorrow, with highs of 9. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Cinta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Fang.
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Sunta Templeton there with the news. God, it's good having you back, Dr. Sunta.
Thank you.
It really is. Sorry, when I said Dr. Sunta then, I sounded like I was some, you were like some weird thing in a, like a children's show. Hello, Dr. Sunta. No, but thanks, Sunsi. Hey, looks like the Woodman Gav is here.
Hi.
You're right, Woodman.
Yeah.
How's the Woodman? I've done
pretty
it again,
good.
Haven't I?
Pretty good.
I've now made it Dr. Sunsi Woodman. You're right, woman.
Yeah.
Little Simon's here. Vinny's here. Most importantly, you're here. Thank you so much, Izzy, for another tremendous afternoon show. The feedback she gets. We never get feedback like this.
Look at that one there. Great tunes, Izzy. My pool guy really loves them.
I know. Yeah. She gets a lot of. She gets a lot of love.
A lot of show off texts. Yeah,
but she also gets people praising her for her knowledge, her diligence, and her expertise in the face of the indie music scene. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Izzy. This is the 4 till 7 thing. Very different. Here we go. In the next hour. Do you want the good news or the bad news? I'm not sure what this is, and that very rarely happens with a news story. It gives, it takes.
Okay.
Also, I've got an Animal World triple header tech frenzy for you. A triple header tech frenzy in the animal world, and the Woodman has a pair of professors getting high and going low, low, low. In his right little slot. Woodman got it low. Yeah. This is Kings of Leon. This is The Bucket. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday, January the 28th. I'm your man, TJ. Stands for Tough John. Not a name I like particularly. One I got saddled with down at the gym. Relax back. I got this. We'll take it from here. It's time to
start your engine!
Is Radio
X.
And now
Big Mouth strikes again, the Smiths. That goes out to the Golden Cherub, who claims that he heard one of the rickshaw drivers that is plaguing Leicester Square. More on that later in the show.
Jackie Shepherd.
Jackie Shepherd, the Golden Cherub,
yeah.
Claims he heard one playing There's a Light That Never Goes Out.
No, he didn't. I've never heard them play the Smiths ever.
If so, it'd been a different version with a banging beat, probably sung by Whitney.
Sure, exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the 4 till 7 thing, 4:11. You're listening to Radio X. Gab, do you want the good news or bad news?
Let's go bad.
I'm not sure what this is.
Oh, okay. Go on. Well, give us either of them.
No, reply. The good and the bad?
Let's have the good and the bad, John.
I've got just a story for you.
Go on.
Okay, it's pretty grim, but do you realise, Gav?
Yeah.
Deaths from heat in Europe, yeah?
Right.
Will outnumber those from cold.
Really?
By the end of the century.
Oh.
As a result of climate change.
Right.
How do you feel?
Well, I mean...
Do you know how I feel, having heard that? And this is really weird.
Yeah.
When you hear that, it's like watching anyone play the Swiss at football.
Yeah.
You're left with nothing.
Yeah, you can't tell.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really cold bits of Europe and there's really hot bits of Europe already.
Right.
Spain's and pretty hot.
But still, Switzerland is neutral.
Yes,
what
it
I'm
is.
What I'm saying is, I read that and I just felt nothing.
Yeah, right.
No, I felt a slight, I'd rather be hot than cold.
Yeah, would you?
But that's in the air conditioning of an office.
Well, I was going to say, because you can always put on a layer, but you can't get less hot. Doesn't matter what you wear.
No, but if you've got aircon, you're fine.
Well, yeah.
But it's like heating, it costs just as much. What I'm saying is our problem is, as humans, is, well, you find wherever there's humans living tribally.
Yes.
It's because they don't need clothes and stuff.
Right, yeah.
Because they're quite near.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because they're living in an environment which you'd already call room temperature.
Definitely.
And what man has done, the ascent of man is marked by moving somewhere that's not
comfortable room at all. Yeah, yeah.
And civilization seems to be making wherever you are
slightly more
room temperature.
Yeah.
Room temperature.
Room temperature.
It's creating
100%. Yeah.
Room temperature.
Everywhere is a room.
Yes.
Yeah.
They went right up to Scandinavia and made it room temperature.
That's right. You know? They warmed it up.
Right.
Yes.
They went right down where it was hot. They built these huge fans and air conditioning.
Yeah, I'm sure they've had air conditioning in Texas since probably about 1893. Or
well before then.
Oh,
Gavin.
Yeah.
Well
sure,
before then.
Sure,
Gavin.
Sure.
They just built houses with tiny windows like arrow slits that were white and didn't face the sun. And occasionally I used to rent like villas in Spain.
Mm.
And I once rented a really old one. You know,
yeah.
I mean, sort of had these places that were just glass.
Yeah, right.
A really old one. I sort of went in and I think, look at the windows.
Yeah.
They're tiny. I went in there, it was freezing.
It was lovely.
It was like it was sort of 38 outside.
Yeah, it's like
freezing.
A cave.
Just because of design.
Yeah, yeah. Clever.
Yeah, right. Well, Dubai and places, their weather has now been affected because they've built effectively an air-conditioned mountain range out of glass.
Oh my God!
So they've got all that heat,
and
they've built, and yeah, right. So now they're getting weather or a microclimate that is the hot air reacting to air
with what's kicking off the system,
and creating clouds. You actually get clouds coming off the buildings, like you see in Table Mountain.
Yeah, the tablecloth. It's well known that cloud that hangs off the mountain. Yeah.
Same thing, except this is much bigger and it's much colder.
Sure.
Right.
Wow.
Anyway. Suns, how do you feel about this?
What's this?
Sorry, Suns is just back from the canteen.
Yeah.
She hasn't just started listening, although that'd be brilliant.
Yeah. Go on, give her the good news about the hot and cold.
Okay, more people will die in Europe from heat than cold.
That makes sense.
At the end of the century.
That makes sense to me.
You've got a property in Corfu. How do you feel?
It gets too hot there.
Already?
When?
It gets pretty hot in the summer, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it gets really hot
now. Like brutally hot.
Brutally hot. My parents live there and they basically don't leave the house in August.
I know, but that's just booze. It's a lot of reasons.
No, it's too hot.
No, that's booze. It's a myriad of things.
It's the cheese.
It's age.
The booze.
They can't be, it literally can't be arsed. also when you're there, get you to do everything. That's not to do with anything, is it?
True, but it is getting a lot warmer. A lot warmer.
But it's quite cool in the winter and stuff.
Yeah, I guess. I would care about in Corfu is,
Am I going to get more wasps?
Hornets.
A lot of hornets in Corfu,
you've got to watch out for.
Because if that rises, Now you got a problem.
Now you got a problem.
And that could affect property values.
Oh, yeah.
Right, this is Sam Fender. Is it good news or bad news? People watching, is always good news right here on your glorious 4 till 7. Fang, welcome to our Tuesday Spectacular. People watch on the way back home. Envious of the glimmer. I used to feel it was a world worth dreaming of. Back in the gasworks, screaming the song. Just the beauty of youth would quell my aching heart. I feel so good.
The poor nurse was around the clock, and the beauty of youth, it left my breaking heart. But it wasn't hard to love someone. Oh, I stayed all night till he left his life. That's just
people watching. So, guys, I just asked you if you wanted the good news or the bad news right here on the 4 till 7 thing.
Yeah.
Deaths from heat in Europe will outnumber those from cold by the end of the century. Mm. I was trying to find... Heat will kill more Europeans than cold. Do you want the good news or the bad news? But, get this, yeah. Do you want the big stat I should have given you?
Yeah.
At present...
Oh, yes. What's the current
cold-related deaths in Europe outnumber heat-related ones, yeah? By almost... 10 to 1.
Oh, wow. That's really? A big switch, then.
That's a huge switch.
Right, so there's going to be a sweet spot here, right?
Right.
Yes, I think it's going to be...
a crossover.
It's going to be like...
No, there's going to be a
like
sweet spot.
The UK, you
yes.
mean.
It's like when you get to a pub after the football crowd's moved off, before the evening lots come in.
Right.
And you can just...
Mm. On a Sunday, I like to get there post-roast dinner crowd.
Yes.
Pre-Sunday evening football crowd.
Sweet spot.
Yeah.
That is a sweet spot.
That, it really is a sweet... But you can hit things.
Mm. Yes.
At the sweet spot. Car, parking. You can get those sweet spots.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Noticeable sweet spots in the day. Mm-hmm. Like, if I drive into work in my electric vehicle,
sure.
I really get a 3 o'clock sweet spot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, yes. When people have naffed off and suddenly you just get all these parking spaces opening up.
Right.
And if you're lucky, an electric base you can charge as well. Mm. Not paying congestion charge, you're in there. It's free.
Very nice.
Free. Okay.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Well, not quite. You've got to buy a car that depreciates monumentally, pay a huge amount for electricity that's charging there, but you're not paying an astronomical fee for parking or congestion charge.
So it's a sweet spot.
It's a sweet spot.
Well, we've had a text saying that the whole of Scotland will cheer when this happens, and I'm just wondering, is Scotland going to become like Hotland? Is it going to be like a nice place to go in the summer?
Scotland, more like Hotland. Gav, the copy just writes itself.
It does.
Yes.
It does, like the hot beaches of Scotland.
Yeah, right.
With a warm North Sea wave.
Yes. Mm. Lapping, in the North Sea sun.
These surfing competitions. Yeah, right. You know, off the Orkneys.
They probably already have them, Gav, because they wear those ridiculously thick suits in deep sea.
Yeah.
It's 4:21, you're rolling with the 4 till 7 thing. We're back in a second, unless you can name me more sweet spots. I've got a dolphin treble of tech for you. Next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan. Radio
X. Mwah. When it's lunch o'clock, I just eat the tortilla naked burrito bowl.
Oh, I didn't know you could get those.
There's a lot you don't know, dear.
Well, I know that shirt's not coming back into fashion anytime soon.
Touché.
Get tortilla, Subway, Pret and more delivered. For lunch and everything else.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Charges apply. Check available restaurants in your area and opening times on justeat.co.uk for details.
Hello, business owner. So you want your employees to get their expenses, but not at the expense of your time. Get Monzo Business and you can get your employees their own expense card with personalised limits and keep an eye on live spending as it happens. Now that adds up. 500,000 businesses bank with us. When will you? Get Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Expense cards available with team, starting from £25 a month. T's and C's apply.
Pre-order the epic new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra on EE.
It comes with your own personal AI assistant.
That can find me a nearby vegan-friendly restaurant.
That's also good for kids.
Yep, just ask it and save up to £528 when you trade in.
Love it.
Plus, I get double storage at no extra cost. All on the UK's best network. No wonder tech lovers choose EE.
Double storage and 6 of 5. Trade-in discount dependent on device. Eligibility, credit check and terms apply. Credit by EE Limited. Enhanced 5G on selected plans. Verify best network at ee.co.uk/claims.
Ready to make moves? Whether you're looking to commit or want to keep it casual, you'll find more ways to move with Better. Hit the gym, take a dip in the pool, or find your groove in a fitness class. With no contract memberships and over 240 locations across the UK, finding your fit has never been this flexible. Make your move at better.org.uk.
Whatever your goal is, you'll find all the electricals you'll need to succeed at AO. Whether you're stepping into wellness, getting smart about saving energy, or just want to refresh old appliances, we've got all you'll need from brands like Hotpoint, Beko and Ninja. Plus a range of ways to pay, including AO Finance. No wonder we're the UK's most trusted electrical retailer. Shop now at AO.com. To verify most trusted, visit AO.com/trust.
It's the most wonderful time of...
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get access to a 3-airport lounge by booking a 5-star holiday with On the Beach. Silly bookers, well, enjoy those queues at the bar. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay, outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people, adult protected.
On the Beach.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Miles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Hello, Johnny Vaughan. Chris Miles here. Do you like people called David? Do you like people called David Coulthard? Well, guess what? You're going to love tomorrow's show because David Coulthard is going to be on talking about, I don't know, cars and Scotland or something. Tune in tomorrow morning to the Chris Miles Show.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
The makeshift table. Noun. Origin, McDonald's. When a person without a table uses their lap to lay out their McDonald's meal before consuming. Commonly constructed on the 10:08 p.m. to Derby. The makeshift table from McDonald's. Served from 11 a.m. subject to availability.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Friday night, I woke alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants, but then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and I still more abuse my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? But later on the drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops, and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy. And that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody loves you when you're 23. And I still more of these red bank phone calls. What the hell is call ID? My friends say I should have my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
What's my age again on the 4 till 7 thing? You're rolling with Radio X. I'm Johnny Vaughan. Thank you so much for joining us on a Tuesday, 4:28. Hey, guys, I've got three dolphin stories for you.
Oh,
yes. Lovely.
Yes, a lot happening in the world of dolphins at the moment.
Okay.
First up, are you ready?
Yep. Go on.
And can I just say as well, do not text in saying basically this is all waffle before the main event of Mexican Handbags. Yes.
Yes, we're all keen on the handbags.
Yes, we will be spinning the reels of the old Mexican bandit for this year's very first Mexican handbag. And yes, it is exciting, I'm sure, for all you empacadores.
What's that?
Somebody packs bags. It's just a...
Handbaggers?
Yes, handbaggers. It's my new word for it, because I realise that, you know, in Spain and places, they don't just call anything...
They've got names for everything.
If you follow Formula One, you get that title. Yeah. So, can I say, to all... Empacadores.
just be patient. It's coming.
I like the idea that we've got those people who are just, you know...
Just all about the handbags.
Just all about the handbags, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Empacadores. Mm. Don't worry, empacadores. You will be getting some handbags to pack.
Sure. Right.
Dolphin news. First up, headline you might have read. Mm-hmm. A dolphin has been rescued 6 miles from the sea. Gotta say, that dolphin was not on land.
No.
Was that? Oh.
No, it's just a really misleading
essay.
Really misleading.
What was he walking to London?
Right, it says dolphin rescued.
Is he in a river or an estuary?
Yes.
Must be, yeah.
A lost dolphin found 6 miles inland, swam up a river, becoming trapped. But I'm just saying, with a lot of these animal stories, don't be fooled by the clickbait. In this case, the
Definitely clickbait.
Dolphin rescued 6 miles from sea.
Mm. Yeah, it sounds like he's in a beer garden
right,
or something.
Like that, or a shower.
Yeah.
You know, he's in someone's bathroom.
Crazy.
And then a kid found in a conservatory, sunning itself.
Wandering along the railway.
Yeah, no, or just in someone's swimmer. Wandering along the railway lines with like one of those...
A handkerchief, a broom
on his back and a spotted handkerchief. Yeah. I've had it with the sea. Anyway, just saying, it's safe.
It's misleading.
A mother on a walk with her children spotted the female common dolphin near Lostwithiel in the River Foy. I know Lostwithiel quite well, actually. As a child, I spent many a miserable day trip down to Lostwithiel.
Right.
Particularly... during the when it used to rain, which obviously it does the whole summer in Cornwall.
Any midges down around that
loads.
Way?
And my granny used to make us walk the pont.
What's that mean?
It means you walk right the way down and there's a car ferry right at the end, right down, and you have to walk round through Polru and then back on the big ferry and you walk round in the rain. And it was an excuse basically for her to go to the pub six times on the way round.
Sounds like a wonderful walk.
Well, it was
a really genteel
I was nine.
Pub crawl.
I was 9, 10, 11, 12, and it wasn't good for us.
No, boring.
Yeah, just meant my mum said only one fizzy drink for him.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, I just used to stare at my cousins who weren't quite so hyper.
Sure.
You ready for Dolphin Story 2?
Yeah.
Go on.
Dolphin Story 2. Just like humans, dolphins can sound very different depending on where they live. Now a tool's been developed which can track them down by their regional accents.
No.
Yes.
So you get Cockney dolphins.
There's no such thing as a Cockney dolphin, but there is a Cornish dolphin. There is such a thing as a Cockney dolphin. There evidently is a Cornish dolphin. There's no such thing as a Cockney dolphin.
No.
You're not going to get that.
Unless it's lost in the Thames.
It's like doctors or any professional. Cockneys don't do that. They don't like school. They don't like education.
What a bite nor a noun.
Oh, you're going to get some there.
No, you are.
You're Irish dolphins.
But they're so worried about their identity. No, they're keen on identity.
And they don't like porpoises.
No, there'll be no porpoises here pretending they're a different identity.
Go on. What's the third one?
No, it's weird because there was a report last week in the paper saying people don't trust people with Scouse accents and all these things.
Right,
incensed my mother. But you know what? I wonder if it's the same in the dolphin world.
It
you know,
must
if there
be,
is a Scouse dolphin or something, they're a bit suspicious. They're
All
right there.
Is there snobbery between them as well?
All right there.
That's just weird.
And like, no, Scouse, don't do it, mate. Get out of here. Yeah, we're Yorkshire dolphins. You get up there. Stay away. Trying to nick our stuff. Anyway.
That's mad.
That is mad, isn't it? Rock, this... A new odontokit call classification algorithm, or ROC for short, can categorise dolphin calls by species, comes in different versions, linked to different geographical areas.
Wow.
Cool.
I bet they argue about, no, that's not what they talk like up there.
Yeah.
That's not a problem. It would actually be, that's not a proper Scouse dolphin.
That's right.
Do we? That's not. It's nearly Scouse, but it's not quite. They'd argue about it, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And last up, we're talking about speaking dolphin. They're using this technology.
Yeah.
Story three. France is testing sonar devices that talk dolphin.
Why?
To warn dolphins away from fishing trawlers. Stop them getting caught in.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So they found out. I mean...
It's going to be the dolphin version of Mind the Gap.
Yeah.
It will.
Mind the net. But Gav...
Yeah.
I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Dolphins must make a noise...
To hear it back.
No, when they're caught in nets.
Yes, of course.
It wouldn't be a hard one just to play back without using an algorithm.
Oh, of course, to warn other dolphins.
Right. So you know what the warning sound is.
Right, a trapped dolphin sounds like. This idea that they've used an algorithm, an AI, to translate it. How about you just record one in a net and then just play it? Let's run with that one.
Record it. Yeah, they know what a bird's sound is for when they're warning other birds. They know what monkeys do when they warn each other. There's danger.
Right, just stick a dolphin in a net, terrorise it for a bit, see what noise it makes and play it out of the bags. No, it's not rocket science, Gav.
No.
It's dolphin science.
It is.
Right, this is Ula, Radio Edit. It's the Kooks on Radio X.
In their eyes is the place that you find. You discover that you love it here. You've got to stay on this rock, not a rock, an island on which you found a lover. Then you twitch, you feel that itch in your petticoat. Your pretty, pretty petticoat. And then you smiled, he got wild. You didn't understand that there's money to be made. Beauty is a card that must get played by organization. But ooh la, she was such a good girl to me. But ooh la, we'll just cheer her up and spot her out. But ooh la, she was such a good girl to me. Cheer her up, spot her out.
begin to love. It's a hard life to live, so live it well. I'll be your friend, not to pretend. I know you, girl, in all situations. Such a good girl to me. Ooh, love, we'll just chill her up, spot her out. Ooh, love, she was such a good girl to me. Ooh, love, we'll just chill her up, spot her out. Pretty girl.
Radio edit. That's the Kooks right here on Radio X, where you get radio edits. Sometimes. Mm. It's only because it's an 8-minute song.
Right.
How can we never play the radio edit of Freebird anymore? 4:37, Tuesday, Jan 28th. Gratuitous humour. Let's move on. I've got the Woodman. He's looking in that mood he only gets in. He only looks focused when it's his bit. As soon as he's done that, you can see him mentally down tools. 83936, when do you mentally down tools? The Woodman, when he finishes his heroic little slot. That's it, he's done. He feels like he's done. Now he can just mess about for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
That's it. He literally packs everything up and just sits there and just thinks, right, I'll just
in my coat.
He just puts his coat on, sits there with his arms crossed with his pencil case all there and his file, and he's mentally on the bus home.
I just heckle, basically.
He just heckled. Basically, I'm just going to get harangued for the next 2 hours. We got the hero next. I can tell you now, quite a thriller, this one. Mm. The Woodman has promised us a pair of professors getting high and going, no, 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 in his heroic little slot. He's got that coming up next. Stay with us.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
Hi, I'm George, a water quality sampler for Thames Water. In this leafy suburban street, you'll find world-class drinking water. And also here, in this high-rise in the heart of the city centre. And here, in this row of Victorian terrace houses. And in fact, everywhere in the Thames Water area. We carry out over 500,000 quality tests a year, including in homes like yours, to give everyone the same high-quality drinking water. Search water quality. Thames Water. Quality on tap for everyone.
Pre-order the epic new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra on EE.
It comes with your own personal AI assistant
that can find me a nearby vegan-friendly restaurant.
That's also good for kids.
Yep, just ask it and save up to £528 when you trade in.
Love it.
Plus, I get double storage at no extra cost.
All on the UK's best network. No wonder tech lovers choose EE.
Double storage and 6 of 5. Trade-in discount dependent on device. Eligibility, credit check in terms apply. Credit by EE Limited. Enhanced 5G on selected plans. Verify best network at ee.co.uk/claims.
Poulton's Park, voted best theme park for families at the UK Theme Park Awards.
Poulton's Park.
Darren could get an offer from a random car dealer or sell direct to We Buy Any Car. The dealer could come to his home, kick his tyres, then decide not to buy it. Or he could get a guaranteed sale, leaving more time to take his other half on a romantic getaway. Oh no! Or ooh la la. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webanycar.com.
Ready to make moves? Whether you're looking to commit or want to keep it casual, you'll find more ways to move with Better. Hit the gym, take a dip in the pool, or find your groove in a fitness class. With no contract memberships and over 240 locations across the UK, finding your fit has never been this flexible. Make your move at better.org.uk.
Mwah. When it's lunch o'clock, I just eat the tortilla naked burrito bowl.
Oh, I didn't know you could get those.
There's a lot you don't know, dear.
Well, I know that shirt's not coming back into fashion anytime soon.
Touché.
Get tortilla, Subway, Pret, and more delivered. For lunch and everything else.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Charges apply. Check available restaurants in your area and opening times on justeat.co.uk for details.
This Saturday, the £15 million lotto jackpot must be won, or thousands of you will win a share of the prize. But who will it be? Maybe someone bowling, like Les, who is pretty sure his lane's wonky. Or Ellie, who has never bowled a... Get in, Ellie! Today is your lucky day. Lotto, will you be next? Play on app. The National Lottery. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Johnny Vaughan.
That's the Verve going out to whoever texted in here with their sweet spot. Just says they find tea temperature sweet spot Between lukewarm and scalding happens to be the exact time it takes to smoke a Berkeley menthol.
An aristocrat.
A real aristocrat. That goes out to you. Gav, you're a hero.
Yeah.
You need a Berkeley menthol. Yes, you won't. Don't smoke.
No.
It kills you. Right, Gav, every single day of the week, you serve us up with a hero. You furnish us with a hero. It lifts, it inspires, educates, and informs. Who is your hero today? Who is this? Well, who are these professors getting high and going low?
Okay, so today's heroes are Auguste and Jean-Félix Picard. A pair of twins born today in 1884 in Basel, Switzerland.
Did they like curry?
Both had an intense interest in science as kids. Both studied sciences and both became professors. Auguste Picard was a physics professor in Brussels and Jean-Félix Picard was a chemistry professor in Chicago. They worked independently on various projects and inventions, but here are the sort of headlines of what they did. So in August 1931, Auguste and a colleague took off in a high-altitude balloon that he'd designed.
Wow.
With the first one...
What year is this?
This is 1931.
Okay.
It was the first time anyone had created a pressurized gondola under the balloon.
Okay.
To go really high. And they were the first to ever reach the stratosphere. First man to ever get
there. How high is that?
15,781 meters, so 15 kilometers. The previous record, the previous record was someone in a basket with an oxygen tank,
right? Wow.
And they managed to get about 10 kilometers up.
So it's about twice Everest.
Yeah, and once they got there, they gathered brand new data on the atmosphere and cosmic radiation.
What sort of things, Woodman?
Well, things like cosmic radiation readings and atmospheric oxygen levels, all everything they did.
No, I'm just more interested in when your research stops.
That's where it stops,
okay,
John.
I thought it did, because you said it twice.
He then adapted his gondola, because he thought, hold on, this is a pressurized device.
Why is it called a gondola?
I have no idea.
Why do they go with that?
Have no idea, but he thought, if I make it small and out of steel, I'll be able to go down into the ocean.
Ah! And he built... down.
Yeah, and he built one of those, and this is in the 30s, but World War II got in the way. But then in 1945, he resumed his work and they sent the first man down to 4 kilometers deep. This was the French Navy. He gave it to the French Navy. Jean-Félix, the other twin, and his wife, Jeanette, they invented high-altitude cluster balloons. They invented cellophane, the use of cellophane in those really high weather balloons. And he invented a liquid oxygen converter and a frost-free window, which was used by Air Force bombers. He also invented the use of TNT and blasting caps for releasing ballast from the cabin of his high-altitude balloons, which was then used by NASA for separating items of spacecraft.
That's much later.
Later, but it was his idea.
Yeah, but it's much later.
Auguste Picard, we're going back to Auguste now. Yeah. His son Jacques Picard, I'm sure this is where they got Jean-Luc Picard.
It must
be
where they got it from.
His son Jacques Picard.
Because he's not a real guy.
Was the first human, along with Don Walsh, to reach the Challenger Deep in the Mariana Trench.
The guy in the Eagles.
In the vessel Trieste in 1960. So he's the first person to go to the lowest point in the ocean, 10.74 kilometers down. What a pair of professors.
What a pair of professors.
They both, but independently. Why didn't they work together? They probably would have got to the moon because in like 1938 or something.
Because competing, aren't they?
They must have been.
It's like Adidas also, and Puma.
Also, if you look up...
Lidl and Aldi.
If you look up Auguste Picard online, this is the most professor-looking professor you have ever seen.
Okay, this is not... He is the most professor-looking professor in history. In fact, he's the archetype professor. He's got that sort of bald, mad hair at the sides, little round glasses, round collar with a little tie below it and a lab coat. He looks like that absent-minded professor.
He does.
Okay, let's salute him, Woodman. Here we go.
Jean-Luc and Auguste Picard.
Jean-Félix. Jean-Félix and Auguste Picard.
Yeah.
John Yvonne 4 till 7 thing. We salute you. Thank you so much, Woodman. That was a tremendous hero we've just saluted.
Thank you.
Ooh, this is Linkin Park, the emptiness machine.
Your blades are sharpened with precision. Flashing your favorite point of view. I know you're waiting in the distance. Just like you always do. Just like you always do. Already pulling me in. Already under my skin. And I know exactly how this ends. I let you cut me open just to watch me bleed. Gave up who I am for
machine.
Down in the waves, she
Gold on the Ceiling, the Black Keys, right here on Radio X. Whew. We're looking at sweet spots. Why are we looking at sweet spots? Because it's been announced that at the moment, there's more heat, there's more cold deaths in Europe than heat deaths. Mm-hmm. That will change by the end of the century.
Right.
At the moment, there is one heat death to every cold 10 deaths because of the cold. Right. Yet. That's going to flip. It's going to change.
Amazing.
And I was just saying, is that good news or bad? I don't know.
Yeah. Mm. Probably great news for Birmingham, like, or just generally the Midlands.
Yes. In some way.
The Peak District will become sweltering.
Yeah, absolutely right, yeah.
Yeah.
But there'll be a moment, there'll be a sweet spot. That's the point. There'll be when that will balance out.
God, thank God you're here. Thank God you're here. You then just started texting in your sweet spot. The moment you stop work in your home office and pour that first beer before the wife comes in and tells you it'd be really handy if you could put the bins out and empty the dishwasher.
Sweet spot. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely right. If you drive down the A1, you have the hell of the A1 and you hit London.
Yeah.
Before you get to like 20.
Yeah.
There's a sweet spot.
Right.
Of like quite nice sort of drives at kind of 40 that aren't, before you hit bad traffic.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're out of the hell of the A1.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a little sweet spot there.
Nice.
Kind of nice. Suns, what are you seeing?
Mark in Edinburgh says the sweet spot is the second class of the school day. They're more awake than the first, but nowhere near as feral as the final class of the day.
Thank you very much, Mark in Edinburgh. One more from you, Gav.
I'm going with yours. Second day of a pair of jeans. That's the sweet spot.
It's a sweet spot, isn't
out of the laundry, yeah.
I tell you what's a sweet spot we get every hour.
Mm.
It's the news next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X. It's the Virgin Media winter sale, and our prices have dropped just like the temperature. It's the perfect time to find great deals across our smooth, lightning-fast broadband range on our reliable network. Suddenly, all with no setup fee. Yeah, that's smooth. Simply visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers, Virgin Fibre area, subject to restrictions and credit check. 89% network uptime July to December. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply, ends 5th of Feb.
Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry, there's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
If you've ever bought furniture from Fishpools, we'd like to say thank you for being part of the reason we're celebrating our 125th birthday. That's 125 years of stunning on-trend furniture and home accessories and 125 years of exceptional customer service. To celebrate, we're giving everyone up to 50% off in our winter sale, in-store and online. Fishpools, furniture experts since 1899.
Cracking out the Cuthbert cake here at Aldi.
You can't match this.
To celebrate 4 years as Which Cheapest Supermarket.
You can't match this.
So if you want a slice of everyday amazing value, there's only one supermarket where every price is an Aldi price. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
This Saturday, the £15 million lotto jackpot must be won, or thousands of you will win a share of the prize. But who will it be? Maybe someone bowling, like Les, who is pretty sure his lane's wonky. Or Ellie, who has never bowled at... Get in, Ellie! Today is your lucky day. Lotto, or you be next. Play on app. The National Lottery. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Enter now at winplus.co.uk for your chance to win a massive £10,000. But hold on a minute, it gets even better. You'll also win £1,000 towards a holiday getaway and £1,000 to spend on tech. What are you waiting for? Win Plus. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X.